Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 259. On January the 14th
of 2018.
Absolutely.
This is only our second podcast into this year, and already we are at, where are we at, Jan?
We are at the Bond County CEO Home Outdoor and More Show as vendors.
Yeah.
A lot of times we plan events that we are the host and don't get to be a vendor. This time we get to be a vendor, and we've grabbed up two of the kids that are instrumental in planning this whole home show, and I should say expo that what features the home and outdoors and more. And we wanted to interview them and see what this is all about. So welcome, and Don, if you want to introduce the kids.
Welcome, Caitlin Smith.
Thanks for having us.
And also Mason Schwebe. They're instrumental in having all of this stuff done. Seems like the go-to people. We had communications over an advertisement, and I'm glad we had an opportunity to help out in that regard.
We're happy to have you guys here. We knew that it was very important for you guys to come. We really like what you guys do, and we appreciate all the things that you do in our community, and we wanted you to be here because that was really important to us.
Well, thank you very much. And how many vendors do you have here today?
There is roughly 50-ish vendors here. We took some out for entertainment purposes,
okay,
but there's roughly 50 here.
That's cool.
Well, and before we go on any farther about the event itself, why don't you guys describe a little bit about the CEO program and how you're involved and what it hopes to do?
All right, CEO is a class that is all high school students. There are 12 of us. We're all high school seniors, and there are 4 from Mulberry. The rest of us are from Greenville schools. We come together and meet every day from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, and it is a business class, and the hopes of this class is that we learn how to run and orchestrate a business together. Our first business was a class business. We had to learn how to work together and to start a business on our own, and our business was this event, and that was our decision. We plan the event ourselves and up until this day here, and we'll clean it all up, and that'll be totally our job. That's what we plan to do. And the second part of the year is we start our own personal businesses, and everyone makes them up themselves, and it's our choice. And the point of the class is to start your own business and run it, and then at the end of the year we all have the option to either end the business on May 2nd, that's the day of our trade show, or we can continue it on as long as we'd like.
And whenever you are starting your own business, I mean, that takes a lot of personal involvement, number one. But do you have a mentor or somebody that kind of guides you or makes suggestions?
Yes, we do have mentors. Our CEO board selected mentors for us after we did an interview with 12 to 13 different people that were options and came forward and said that, yes, they wanted to be mentors. And we've all been matched up with a mentor that's respective in our areas.
Okay, very good. And Roger Sanders is sort of the coordinator?
Facilitator,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The event here today, though, is part of the entire process that goes over the entire year, right?
Right. The point of this class business was to learn how to work with other people and start a business when you have to listen to 11 other ideas and try to work with other people and learn how to work together and to compromise
and take deep breaths on occasion.
Exactly.
Also, all the money that we've made today will go back to our, like, each person in the class, and we will take that money and put it to our own personal businesses in a grant.
Oh, wow. That's, so you're internally funding.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and really, so you're investing in yourselves at this point, aren't you?
Correct.
That's so cool. I'm I'm verklempt. I had no idea.
Well, and you know, the nice part, here we are at the American Farm Heritage Museum. We had our expo, or actually we called it our home show, last year at this same facility, and it's really a nice place to be, isn't it?
It is a fantastic facility. Ollie Schaefer has been really nice in helping us with all the things that we've needed, any questions we've had. He's been really done a wonderful job at accommodating anything that we needed.
It's one of the bigger buildings in Greenville, so mm-hmm. it's basically one of the best option that we had to put the show in.
Yeah. For event space, this is really, really cool. It's about a 90 by 200 building, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's double doors that you can move equipment in and out of, overhead garage doors. And so you could pull an 18-wheel truck in this place.
Yeah. They provided tables and chairs for us, too.
Yeah.
So that helped, so we didn't have to gather anything up, too much up at all.
Yeah. The I've seen in the past, whenever we've done something, we'd have to go find tables and chairs someplace. And to have it all in one space is worth its weight in gold. Yeah. What's your potential business? You've been thinking about it, haven't you?
I have, and mine will most likely be photography. I've had a camera for a couple years, and I've taught myself how to use it pretty well using some tools on the internet and other people that I look up to. And I've also considered teaching some simple classes on how to use cameras, posing, things like that.
Okay, and you just struck a big nerve with me because I started with film 45 years ago.
Back when film was film.
55 years ago.
Right.
And my first, I developed my very first own roll of film.
Uh-huh.
So I did it all by hand and printed that roll mm-hmm. of film. So I'm kind of engaged in photography from mm-hmm. the grain of it being silver.
Right. And I love film cameras. I have a wall of cameras in my house that are all ancient film cameras.
Oh. Now you've struck a chord. I'm a camera guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from 2.25 reflex to yep. a 2.25 by 3.25 speed graphic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have a speed graphic that was similar to one used in the 1940s in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a press photographer's camera.
Right.
And was built to be taken into the field.
Right.
And I'm impressed.
You two are going to have to get together and talk later.
We can.
Most definitely.
And maybe, you know, I think we have a mutual friend that also had a camera interest as well.
Correct.
And your business is going to be?
I'm going to plan on doing a handyman service.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to do handyman and a little bit more. So, like, say there's elderly people in Greenville that can't move a couch from one side of the room to the other. I can come in and move that for them at a flat rate. And I'm still working on pricing and how I'm going to charge for traveling and gas.
You know, that's a wonderful service.
And give us your number.
And I would even say not just for elderly, but someone who's been injured.
For anyone.
You know, there's anyone that needs that extra pair of hands inside or outside the home. And I'm sure you've got ideas of how you can market that and let people know.
Yeah, I was going to do, like, basically Handyman Plus mm-hmm. is what I was thinking about naming it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be your basic handyman stuff like junk removal,
mm-hmm.
taking out someone's trash, to changing a light bulb in a person's house if they can't reach it.
Mm-hmm.
Or cleaning out their attic for them, basically stuff like that.
So we need your phone number.
We absolutely need your phone number. And we absolutely want to try to help you as much as we can. And we will talk later about our services here on Creekside with Don and Dan.
So there are 12 people, is that correct, in your class?
Yes.
And then when you all came together to make this decision, did you first throw out ideas and try to hit a chord that everyone wanted to do?
Yes, we had a whole bunch of ideas. We started off, we looked at previous classes, previous CEO classes and what they've done, and we kind of took some of their ideas and threw them in a whole, like, pot and basically started looking at them, and Randy Alderman told us something about how there was a home outdoor show that was held here before, and it kind of just died out. So we decided to make that and boost it and make it a little bit better than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we do a self-reliance and sustainability thing. That mm-hmm. That's what our thrust is. Is that which you can do yourself and that which you can be. I'm not gonna say completely independent of everybody around you, because that world doesn't exist any longer.
Right.
But we like to see people that pull themselves up by their bootstraps mm-hmm. and don't rely on handouts.
Right.
You know, because the handout is something that can be thrown away just as easily mm-hmm. as it can be taken for granted. Well, we don't like things that are taken for granted, especially when it comes out of someone else's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get irritated. Yeah. And we're hoping to point that out to folks generally, that's what we're about. Maybe we could even get some of your classmates to participate in our fair April 14th. We'll talk about that off mic later.
Yeah. But that would be a nice thing to have you guys involved in some capacity, because people will see then. We love the whole idea of entrepreneurship. We're entrepreneurs ourselves, you know.
Right.
We started this from nothing. Before we got the idea to do the Owl Creek Gazette, it didn't exist. So the same way with what you're doing in your businesses, yes, there's other people out there doing like photography or handyman, but what you bring to your own business is what makes it unique and why people will call on you for your services.
Yeah, that would give us a big boost on pushing towards making our business happen a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So it would give us a good boost for that.
We'll work together. How's that?
We will work together. Well, listen, we want to thank you folks for being a part of this and for putting the show on. It's been a great deal for us personally. For the Owl Creek Gazette is a nice push.
Well, and it's been nice because, well, for instance, people come up to our vendor table like they do everyone here, and you get to know them. We met your grandparents, Mason, before we made the connection of who everybody was. We were talking about the magazine. They were familiar with us, and they liked the whole concept of being personally responsible, independent thinking, and it's just nice to see generations liking the same things and making those connections.
And we've got to realize that we are a community. We are a community of people that do rely on each other, and we are self-reliant. So that's really the you can't have a better cake and ice it as well.
So before we let you guys get back to all your work, because I know you're still busy, tell us a little bit about your experiences that you've had here just this weekend. What have you learned? What have you enjoyed? And what do you take back to your class with you?
It seems like an event like this, it seems that you only see the things that are going wrong in your eyes, because you've planned and planned and planned, and you think the first day when you open the doors that nothing's going to go wrong because you've thought of everything, and then in the first half hour you see everything you did incorrect. So that's something that it's a learning process. We have to take all that information back with us, and we'll learn an immense amount from it.
And you'll also learn that no matter what you do, it's still going to happen.
Right. And you can't be prepared for everything, but it's the first time that we've done this event, the first time any of us have planned anything like this. So it's been a learning experience. But we've seen things that people wish would have been here, and that if this happens again, we'll suggest to the next year that they do it. And we've seen things that have gone correctly, things that need to be fixed. And we've learned, you know, placement of vendors is really important. So that's more things that we'll take back with us for next year and write all down in our little book to pass on.
Mm-hmm. So do you envision yourselves coming back and kind of mentoring the class that follows you?
I could see us helping and giving them information if they end up wanting to do this event again.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important, don't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, that knowledge is lost, even though you'll write it down in your books. And I'm sure that the facilitators will share that. It's nice. I imagine that juniors that will become seniors will want to hear from your experience.
Yeah, they would like to hear from that, because we've learned so much. Like, I've just learned in the past 3 days that you don't need to worry as much as you think you do.
I could take a lesson from that, too.
Because, like our facilitator said, I was worried that there was not going to be anyone showing up, but he said if you build it, they will come, and then they ended up showing up, and it's been a good show so far.
Yeah, and I imagine you had the weather that you were worried about.
Yeah.
Temperatures don't seem to stop people, snow and ice do. So fortunately, the weather turned out okay in that aspect of it. So I imagine you were grateful.
Yeah,
you must be talking to the wrong guy because the snow's coming late this afternoon.
So far, we've been in the clear, but we prepared for it. We had tons of ice melt. We had people willing to come out and clear roads for us. We're very thankful for the community help there, but you can't fix everything. But
right.
we're trying.
Right. Yeah,
it's
that's
turned
great.
Out good.
Yeah, it has. Well, thanks for joining us on Creekside with Don and Jan, and we'll keep what you do in the forefront for us personally as well as our readers and listeners. How's that?
We appreciate
Thank
you guys
you.
Coming.
We thanks. Really appreciate being
Thank
here.
You.
Thank you.
Well, the event is about to wind down, and we just kind of wanted to recap our weekend here at the Bond County CEO Home Outdoor and More Show.
Well, there's been an amazing number of people come through here,
right?
Considering the cold outside, mm-hmm. and it's just been a marvelous, marvelous day.
Well, and we've had the good fortune to connect with a lot of our readers that we don't meet any other way unless we're out at events like this.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to hear people say, oh, I've already, you know, well, I hand out the January issue, and they'll say, oh, already you picked that up at so-and-so.
Yeah.
And, or I just love what you guys do. And one gentleman said something that we always hope is reflected in our publication, but it's always fun to hear. He had said, you know, when you go out to a grocery store and there's a whole line of publications there, magazines and shoppers and things like that, and he said, I always stop and pick them all up, but yours, well, yours is different. I read things in yours that I don't find anywhere else. That's always been the goal of what we've done, is to take a new idea or an old idea that isn't as familiar and practiced anymore, and just put that out there for people to consider, and he really appreciated that enough to tell us so.
And then there's also the we're not afraid to step on someone's toes, or, you know, step on an idea, or step on something political, or step on anything. We'll step on anything we want to sometimes, don't we?
Well, I would like to say, since I oppose the initiation of force or fraud, I'm not stepping.
Yeah, not stepping, but we are not afraid to approach a topic.
I think that's a good way to put it, Don. If something needs to be said and we see people not saying it, or, gosh, we've had people tell us before that they thought what we said, they just had never heard it said or never had the courage to say it themselves. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know that we think of it as courageous. We just think of it as something that's on our mind and we want to share it and we know that it needs to be addressed. And so we will step up to the plate or to the mic.
We step up to the mic all the time, and that's important. And it, actually, like right now, we are being put on Facebook Live.
Oh, cool.
By a member of the Bond CEO organization, and we'll just say howdy to everybody on Facebook Live. Hey! So that's the kind of connections that people need to realize, that we are capable of making without worry of fallout, you know?
And I do believe that sometimes we say things that we run the risk of maybe someone being uncomfortable with. But we encourage those people to write to us and tell us why they are uncomfortable with something we said. And sometimes there can, with a real conversation, there can be a meeting of the minds. Everyone's heard you agree to disagree sometimes. That's okay, too.
Yes, absolutely it's okay. And but fear of confrontation, I think, sometimes people are worried about. But if you're not combative with how you feel about something, you know, this is how we feel about it, and this is how we're going to regulate our lives, and that's what it's all about for us. What it's all about for you is up to you.
Well, and I think, too, it's been nice here at the event to see young people come up to our vendor booth, and then we've had people 93, 94, 95 years old come up and say how much they enjoy our publication. So we've got from the teenager to the 90-year-old saying that they find something in our publication that resonates with them. I saw one lady that told me later she was 95 years old. She saw us, and she made a beeline to the table. She was going to pick up that January issue and read that, and she looked at me and said, I do read this cover to cover. So, and then I saw another Oh, Guy, I would say in 25-ish, and we got to talking about Henry David Thoreau being on our cover, and he was not familiar with him. And, of course, that breaks my heart. But what made me happy was he wanted to know who the heck he was and why he was on our cover. And I said, look at the January issue inside. There is an article that tells you who David Thoreau is, because even the Walden Pond and Walden didn't have a significant meaning to him. So, but he was willing to learn. And then we told him about the cover. Buckminster Fuller was on the cover. He wasn't familiar with him. So all those things, when you see someone glaze over that they have no clue of who you're talking about, that's one thing. When you see someone's eyes light up that they want to learn about the people you just told them about, that's when it's really rewarding.
Yeah. And then you had a young man come by here later on after that, I believe, that knew who Henry David Thoreau was and was so pleased that we were going to be having him here.
Well, and actually that gentleman was probably 40 or 50 years old. He was not, well, he's younger than me, so I guess we could call him a younger man.
Okay, yeah.
But he even came up and said, let me shake your hand and thank you for even bringing someone like this to the community. And of course, we're not bringing the real Henry David Thoreau, but
he'd be a little dusty.
He would be. But we're bringing someone who will portray him and share his message, and he'll be live at our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair April the 14th, right here at the American Farm Heritage Museum.
And that person that is portraying Henry David Thoreau is Kevin Radiker.
Yes.
From Anderson, Indiana.
Right.
Anderson University.
Yeah. Right.
So
we've gone through all kinds of things where people didn't know who was on the cover but wanted to learn. We've gone through having people say, oh my goodness, I'm so excited about the fact that I'll be able to see these people right here in Greenville, Illinois. And it's really been pleasant to say to people, check this out, learn more, let's learn together. And I even Googled Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau, and in conjunction with Buckminster Fuller, who is the designer, of course, of the geodesic dome home.
Yeah.
And I thought, could there possibly be any connection? And I found that there was a connection. So I always wonder if brilliant genius people somehow stem from brilliant genius people. And we'll go into that more in the February issue.
Well, one genius cluster begets another, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Let's hope so.
So Margaret Fuller, who was friends and some say even shirt-tail cousins to Ralph Waldo Emerson, Margaret Fuller was Bucky Fuller's great aunt.
Isn't that cool?
I'm blown away. I love history. And when it connects people that you admire to other people you admire, wow.
It's life at the creek. What can you say?
That's the way we roll, Don.
Yeah.
Or paddle, depending.
Well, listen, I think we've beaten this horse.
You say that a lot. That's your new favorite phrase.
It is my new favorite phrase. We've beaten this horse to death. And we've had a great time at the Home Expo and Outdoor Show and More Expo. I'm going to look at my little vendor card. It says Home, Outdoor, and More Show.
Right.
There we go. Oh, it says I'm a vendor.
You are a vendor.
This entitled us to free water and free donuts in the morning. So,
And I'm going to say there's no such thing as a free lunch. It entitled us because we were vendors. And vendors did. But that's a nice part. If everybody comes and contributes either, you know, through payment of a vendor booth or helping with advertising or whatever it is, then that exchange is valued and everyone benefits.
It's great. So, folks, this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine, just in case you didn't know that. And now you do.
And you can check us out at Owl Creek. Gazette.com. If you like this podcast, you can tune into others at owlcreekradio.podomatic.com. We've got all kinds of archived issues there. Check out. We've had some great speakers and guests and visitors over the years, and we encourage you to learn more about us and them.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it from the American Farm Heritage Museum here in Greenville, Illinois. Thanks for listening, and y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.